As we already discussed, lawmakers, among others, have been calling for civility on Capitol Hill and on the campaign trail since the weekend attack on Congresswoman Giffords. And while it does seem clear that any number of factors probably played a role in the attack, including mental illness, there are many who are now saying that divisive political rhetoric, especially which calls upon violent imagery, needs to be toned down. But the political accusations are also flying. Democratic Congressman Bob Brady of Pennsylvania said he would draft a bill making it a crime to use words or images that looked violent or threatening to public officials. This is what he told Fox News.
We have to worry about this, and I'm worrying about them. This legislation makes it illegal to put crosshairs on a congressman's website, on a congressman's district.
That move has been perceived as an attack on former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, who had posted on her website a map with graphics of rifle crosshairs over certain Democratic districts in the run-up to the midterm elections. Congresswoman Giffords' Arizona district was one of those districts. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh defended Palin yesterday and lashed out at Democrats.
It really is depraved. Sad tragedies where people die are seen first as moments of political opportunity for Democrats.
We wanted to talk more about this with activists who have thought a lot about rhetoric in particular. So we've called Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Among other things, his group tracks hate groups and hate speech, and he joins us from his office in Birmingham, Alabama. Amy Kramer is also with us. She's the chair of the Tea Party Express, and she's on the line with us from her home office in Atlanta. And I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Amy Kramer, I want to start by saying that your group immediately issued a statement in the wake of the shooting saying that these heinous crimes have no place in America, that they're especially grievous when committed against our elected officials, and that spirited debate is desirable in our country, but it only should be the clash of ideas. And you issued that statement, as I said, immediately. But another Tea Party group immediately also issued a statement saying that this act was committed by a left-wing lunatic, and also saying that this was an attack on the Tea Party movement. So we did want to ask whether you think there are elements within our political discourse which have contributed to an unhealthy level of discourse.
You know, I believe that there's no place for rhetoric surrounding this tragedy. I mean, we are talking about human life here. This is not about politics. This isn't about Republicans and Democrats. This is about human beings who have lost their lives and who have been critically wounded and injured. I mean, this was a madman that committed this, you know, heinous crime, and a madman is a madman. So I think the rhetoric is way off base right now, and it absolutely needs to be toned down on both sides.
And Mark Potok, what is your view of this?
Well, I agree that Jared Loughner is a madman. What I don't agree with is the idea that this has absolutely no relationship to politics in any sense. That seems quite silly to me. It was a congresswoman who was nearly murdered. I think the reality is he was a madman who seems to have been influenced. I mean, there are some indicators that he had been affected by the kind of anti-government rhetoric in general that we're hearing a lot of. And then, in particular, very bizarre theories of the extreme right.
Mark, is it your view, though, that there are some groups, even if they are engaging in legitimate public discourse, who have upped the ante? For example, Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on people's particular districts, or people putting sort of target bullseyes. Do you think that that creates a context? And if so, why do you think that?
I wouldn't focus in on the bullseyes. I think that whole back and forth is really a bit silly.
Well, where's the line, then?
Well, I think that the line is when people begin to say things that are provably false and that have the effect of demonizing certain groups. So, you know, where I am very critical of, say, a Sarah Palin is when Palin says the president is not trying to pass national health care, but is trying to murder your grandmother. You know, when Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota, says things like the president is setting up secret political reeducation camps, but presumably to turn our children into Marxist robots, and on and on and on. You know, the point is about this kind of talk is not merely that it's ugly, but that it is entirely false, and it essentially does target a particular group of people.
You know? What about that? Amy Kramer, what about that idea? And particularly given the fact that there are people who did take guns to Congresswoman Giffords, some of her rallies, because of her vote on health care.
Well, I mean, have those people said that they took their guns because of their vote on her health care? I mean, I know that she was, you know, a Second Amendment believer as well. She owned guns. That doesn't make you a criminal. I mean, this is the type of rhetoric right here that needs to be stopped. You know, there may be absolutely some truth to what he's saying, and there may not be. But my point is, there is a time and place for everything.
Okay, I take your point, Ms. Kramer, and I appreciate your making that perspective. But we are having the discussion because it's a discussion that people are having because they're looking for causes and they're looking for ways to prevent this from happening again.
It's not our place to determine the causes. From my understanding, none of us on this call are psychological qualified people to make the determination of what happened here.
Well, when would be an appropriate time to have this conversation?
At least let these people be laid to rest. Let their families grieve. Let Congresswoman Giffords get out of the woods. I mean, we should be talking about these people's lives. I mean, look at this little girl who lost her life. I mean, she came in on a tragic...
So I take your point. So you're saying after all the...
Yes,
what?
There is a time and place. This is about human beings. These weren't just, you know, robots or something with an R on their head or a D on their head.
Well, I'm not sure that people who have been through a tragedy like this aren't interested in talking about, having covered, forgive me, a number of them, including the Virginia Tech shooting, including a number of events like this. I'm not sure that family members are of necessity not interested in talking about why these things happen. And people are very different in how they grieve. I do take your point. So, Mark Potok, what about Amy Kramer's point? She feels that perhaps there should be, maybe if I can sort of rephrase that, there should be some sort of a moratorium on these kinds of political discussions in the wake of a tragedy like this, perhaps. Am I phrasing that correctly?
You know, my first response is I don't understand why she's on the show having this discussion if you know, what the only thing we should be doing is praying for the victims. Let me say, you know, I mean, I feel obviously terrible for the victims. I mean, it's an incredible tragedy. That said, I am not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. That is certainly true. I have no expertise in that area. But I will say that, you know, I have a certain expertise in the radical right in this country. And one thing we have seen again and again and again is that it is typically people who are unstable, who are mentally ill, who are the very first to react to the kind of vitriolic propaganda that we've been really living through.
But where's the line, though? If you honestly and legitimately believe that the healthcare overhaul, for example, is bad public policy that threatens our freedom, should you not say that?
Sure, but that is different than saying the president is setting up death panels that are going to decide whether your grandmother and grandfather live or die. You know, it fits in with the idea that the president is a Marxist or a fascist or a Nazi. And, you know, this rhetoric undeniably comes from the political right.
If you just joined us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking with Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Among other things, his group tracks hate groups and hate speech. And Amy Kramer, she's the chairwoman of the Tea Party Express. And we're talking about whether the level of political rhetoric is too vitriolic in this country, and if so, what is to be done about it. Amy Kramer, what about Mark Potok's point that there are those who you can make political points, but that people should avoid demonizing people in this kind of inflamed rhetoric because that has an effect on people who are not responsible or stable people. What is your view of that?
You know, the thing is, it comes from both sides. He's sitting here acting like that it only comes from the right, and that is absolutely not true. And if he believes that, then he's not in touch with reality. I mean, what about when people wanted Rush Limbaugh dead and Glenn Beck dead? And just last night, a Facebook page was created that my life will not be complete or good until Sarah Palin is dead and has a picture with Sarah Palin with a gun to her head.
But are those public figures making those comments would be, I think, the distinction that would be made.
You know, public figures make comments all the time on both sides. That's the whole point, is it comes from both sides. And to say that it's only coming from the right is inaccurate. I mean, Daily Kos had a targeted list on certain districts on their website, too, and it was removed after this incident in Arizona. It's coming from both sides. And, yes, it probably needs to be toned down from both sides, but you can't blame it all on the right.
Okay.
I mean, I think our president said at one point, you know, they bring a knife to the the fight, we bring a gun to the fight. I mean, what kind of rhetoric is that?
And Mark Potok, a final thought from you?
Yeah, you know, this is the talking points that everyone on the political right has said. They have these two points, the daily costs and the comment about bringing a knife to a gunfight, and that's pretty much it. I don't suggest that there is nothing coming from the left, but absolutely what is not coming from the left is we don't hear Democratic congressmen suggesting that their opponents are in the business of killing people. I just think as an objective reality, if you look over the last 3, 4, 5 years, there is very little question that the vast majority of this is coming from the political right, and I don't say that to shill for the Democratic Party at all. I think that is an obvious and objective reality. That doesn't deny the fact that, you know, you or I could find, you know, an anarchist in Seattle
okay.
who wrote that the president, you know, Bush should be killed or is a Nazi.
Mark Potok is of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He joined us from his office in Birmingham, Alabama. Amy Kramer is the chairwoman of the Tea Party Express. That is distinct from other Tea Party groups. I do want to emphasize that there are other groups called Tea Party Nation, and she was with us from Atlanta. And I thank you both so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.